B, I hope you and Sam realize I am nowhere near as entertaining as you think I am.
Hello, and welcome to I Thought They Smelled Bad on the Outside, a show that, you know what, is not what the internet needs, but it's what the internet deserves.
That's it?
That's what I got.
That's all you got.
That's our tag for the week.
You didn't even do Old Blues Man. That's sad, man.
Well, Jim's not here.
That's no fair.
What? Were you all game? Were you prepped? Were you ready?
A little, yeah. I had a good comeback. Now I can't use it.
All right. Save it for next time.
Okay. I'm Jeff, in case you didn't know. He's Scott.
And I'm Scott.
Yes, he is. And we're here to talk about Batman.
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 But first, pick of the week. Quick transition. You go first.
See, that's why I pay the Jeff the big bucks. He knows what's what.
I get paid?
I'm buying you a lot of beer in a month. How about that?
I just realized that. Wait a minute. I don't get paid, but I'm about to. Because when I show up, I get beer.
That's right.
I've been promised beer for about 2 or 3 years now. Said, no, see, this show runs on beer. And I keep saying, I have never got any, but I am coming there. So I am getting beer because I am owed like 3 or 4 years backlog.
Yeah, you've got 3 years of back beer coming to you.
Woohoo!
So there's that. And so my pick for the week is, you know, it's Knights of Cydonia. Season 2 just hit Netflix, and I've only seen like an episode of it so far, but it looks like the studio has kind of learned a lot from Season 1, and it's looking better, and the source material is really strong, so I'm looking to see what happens this year. I'll probably end up binging it one weekend.
I don't have Netflix. But one day, sure, I'll see it.
Oh, it's on Blu-ray for a little too much money, but...
Speaking of which, Kill a Kill. Anyway.
Aniplex, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I love that series. I'm loving every episode on Cartoon Network every Saturday night, which they're not airing tonight for a DBZ marathon, which kind of pisses me off. But oh well.
Hey, fireworks, man. Fireworks.
I know. Anyway, my pick of the week should be, and it is... the good old US of A. Today is the 4th of July. I know the listeners are probably not hearing it on the 4th of July because it will take you some time to edit this. I don't care. God bless America. Right now, if you hear any booms in the background, those are fireworks being set off by my neighbors. They are celebrating the independence of this country by blowing up a tiny part of it. Yay!
Hooray.
Hey, our national anthem does talk about explosions and cannons and fire.
Yeah, but it was written during that one war you lost.
War of 1812, we didn't lose that war. We won that war.
You didn't have to pay restitutions, but...
Hey, ask Andrew Jackson in New Orleans who won that war.
Well, my money's on the one whose capital was not burnt to the ground, is all I'm saying.
Hey, their objective was to end the United States and return to the colonies. That didn't happen. Ergo, we win. Woo! We've only lost one war. It was to a tiny country in Asia called Vietnam, and I'm still not quite sure how that works, but anyway.
Just never get in a land war in Asia. Classic blunder.
Yep. Anywho, what are we talking about? Batman?
Batman.
What kind of Batman?
So we have a new Arkham game, and I have mixed feelings about it.
First off, we are about to spoil the hell out of this game. If you have not finished it, if you have not finished this game, stop now, finish the game, come back.
Yeah, like all through today, it's like, okay, so how much can I talk about before we have to break to spoil that thing at the end of the first act? Oh, not a lot. And then the pinch in the second act. Oh, that's pretty early too. Basically, yeah, this game has some stuff going on.
I will say this. This is the best Arkham game of the trilogy. However, the jump from Arkham Asylum to Arkham City was huge. City was so much better than Asylum, and Asylum was a great game. The jump from City to Knight was more of a bunny hop. It's better, but it's not exactly the leaps and bounds.
I think from City to Night is sort of a two steps forward, one step back scenario.
How so?
Well, for starters, before we get into the specifics of what my complaints with the game, I have to say, fuck you, Warner Brothers Interactive. Fuck you.
What they do now?
you just don't get to treat the PC players that badly and get away with it.
At least they were honest about it and said, okay, this version sucks. We apologize. We're pulling it off the sale. Everybody get your money back and go buy a PS4 version, please.
Yeah. Except they sort of knew about that for months. And here.
Well, they didn't. Rocksteady did not do the PC port. They handed it off some other company.
Yeah, Warner Brothers handed that work to the same company that borked the PC port of Origins and then didn't fix Origins because they were too busy pushing out fucking, like, Combat Trial DLC.
Yeah.
So
I will say I went ahead and bought the Season Pass. Not saying I regret it yet, but the only thing I got originally was the Harley Quinn DLC. Which takes about 10 minutes.
Yeah, Hood one is apparently not much longer.
Brother, I'll get into the DLC. Since I bought the Season Pass, I already have, there's going to be, I think, 6 packs of DLC. The first 4 I already have trophies for, which will come into contact late at the end of the story. I have a few things to add on that now that I've looked at the trophies. But anywho, first things first. When Arkham Knight was announced, they said Arkham Knight is a brand new character.
They said, we are pleased to introduce a new original character to the mythos. And then someone point blank asked, Is it Jason Todd? And they said, no, original character we're proud to introduce to the mythos.
Now, but I and everyone knew that was bullshit because they all answered it the exact same way.
Oh, yeah. Every single person said it the exact same way.
Word for word. And they're like, that's bullshit.
No, that someone in PR said that to you.
And the second Arkham Knight showed up in the game, I'm like, that's Jason Todd. But they made it so blatantly obvious that I was like, maybe this is just, you know, a red herring.
Well,
and it's like, actually somebody else.
Like, they extend that whole element of the plot out so far that I go, okay, so it can't be Jason Todd because that's too easy. So, but I'm also hopped up on Scarecrow gas. So it could be Bruce, like this could be a Tyler Durden thing going on.
I didn't buy that.
I think there were a couple of hints that could have nudged it that way. I think that would have been a little too far gone, even for a storyline. But
well, the Tyler Durden thing makes a lot of sense when we talk about the other surprise, but I'll get to that in a second. The old Jason Todd, I was thinking there's no way this is Jason Todd. They're just, you know, airmailing it to us that it's him. And then we see the flashback.
Like, that you wouldn't have had Joker flashbacks with Jason Todd.
Right.
Without that meaning something.
Well, as soon as he got branded with the J on his face, I'm like, okay, that answers it.
There you go.
Because that's the dead giveaway. As soon as the hood pops up, you see the J and you're like, hello. Because as soon as he got branded, I'm like, that's the easy win. Because maybe if you're not paying attention to the way Jason Todd looks in those flashbacks, you wouldn't notice that when the hood goes up, that's Jason Todd. But the J is the dead giveaway marker. Jason Todd's the guy with the J on his face. That's who he is.
That's how you're going to spot him.
Right. And it's like, okay, that didn't surprise me. I wasn't impressed with that. What did surprise me and damn near made me jump out of my chair, I freely admit it, one of the best levels in the game, and unfortunately you can't go back to it, is Ace Chemicals, the very first level of the game.
Oh, yeah.
That may be the best level of the whole darn game, and unfortunately it blows up and you can't go back and play it again, unless you do the start the story over again New Story Plus. You run through, you rescue all the Ace Chemical workers. Every one of them says, we're screwed. You don't understand. He's making a gigantic fear gas bomb. We're screwed. It's over.
The Eastern Seaboard's screwed, man. Game over. Game over.
Basically, they're like, sorry, Batman. I'm thankful that you rescued me, but we're dead. You can't stop it. It's going to go off. He's like, well, I'm Batman. I can do it. He gets in there. Things have gone to hell in a handbasket. The bomb is going off. Even Batman says, the bomb's going off. They're right. I can't stop it at this point. He pretty much tells Alfred, I can't stop the bomb, but I can minimize the damage as best I can with these counters. And so, well, what's going to happen to you? Well, I'm probably dead. Nice seeing you. Been fun, Alfred. Goodbye. And you have to slowly pull out these canisters.
Slowly.
It's like, you can't move too fast or they blow up. And the first time I did it, I immediately pull up, boom, you're dead. And they're like, okay, I got to go slow, real slow. First canister, down. Second canister, down. Third canister, down. But immediately something strange starts happening. Because each time he goes down, the computer voice says, pressure minimized 25%. Pressure minimized 50%. On the third one, it says pressure minimized 1,000%. I'm like, huh?
That's a pretty big escalation there. I mean, maybe.
Then you go to pick, and then you kind of see that all the vents start pumping out the fear gas. You're like, uh-oh, that's not good. You go to get the fourth one, you turn around, and there he is. It's me. Bang. Oh, fuck. Because you have to be so slow and so careful, and he's so fast. He just pops up, and it's him. Joker's back. And yes, it is Mark Hamill. That whole
was it? I thought it was...
Nope, it was Mark Hamill. I watched the credits.
Oh.
The whole time.
See, that, I just thought Troy Baker's impression had gotten even better compared to Origins.
No, because Troy Baker was playing Arkham Knight.
And Tim. And Harvey.
Really? He was doing all those?
Yeah.
Damn. He is good.
He's
anyway.
Half the characters in this.
I guess. But no, that was Luke himself. That whole story, the whole shtick of I'll never do Joker again unless we do the Killing Joke. And the Killing Joke, very shortly, is in this game. So I don't know if he was
mistake. Matt Mercer was Tim Drake in this one.
No, okay. Yeah, they changed around a lot of the cast.
It's sort of weird where you've got this half and half, like, original Batman the Animated Series people, and then, a whole bunch of new guys, like...
I didn't like the new guy they got for Commissioner Gordon, but I'll give all the credit in the world to the new voice of Scarecrow. Holy shit.
I guess now that we're on casting, we'll give some names. Okay, so James Gordon is John Banks, perhaps best known as, good old Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Didn't do that good of a job.
I
not
mean,
terrible.
He is not as good. He is not as good a Gordon, Jim Gordon as Bryan Cranston.
No, he wasn't. It wasn't even close.
Not quite close. We have John Noble. That's good old Fringe, Dr. Bishop.
Yeah, and he already had a kind of a creepy voice, and he just dialed it up for Scarecrow.
Oh, yeah. And he's played Unicron, so I mean he can do
he
villain.
He knows how to do the creepy Overlord voice. Helplessness, and like. I don't want to be in a dark room with that guy.
Yeah, no.
Or a light room, for that matter.
We got a new Riddler with Wally Wingert.
Really? He did an excellent Riddler because it sounded just like the old guy.
Yeah. What else is he famous for? He does a lot of anime, is what I'm looking at. He's in Naruto.
Okay.
Okay. We have a new Catwoman.
Yeah, that was a new Catwoman. I think we had a new Oracle, too, didn't we?
Yes, because, weirdly enough, Tara Strong is Harley, so we have to get a new Oracle.
But Tara Strong was always Harley.
No, that was Arlene Sorkin for the longest time.
In the animated series. At the end of the animated series, she's retired.
No, she retired she retired with Asylum.
I didn't think she did Asylum.
She did Asylum.
Okay, well, anyway... Harley's been done by Tara Strong for a while now.
Yeah.
But Arlene Sorkin officially selected her as the replacement. Now, why you would kick out Tara Strong as Oracle and replace her with, and but keep her as Harley, I don't know, but whatever.
It's special sometimes. And hey, Crispin Freeman as Firefly.
Really? That was Firefly?
Yeah.
Because Crispin Freeman was in the City Games, but he was always that same guy who was getting beat up in an alley.
Yeah, like he was guy getting beat up in alley and or random GCPD guy on the radio.
Yeah. Well, I recognized his voice a couple times in this game as Random Thug.
Oh, yeah. Like they threw a lot of, like Stephen Blum is about half the cops in the game.
Right.
And about a third of the thugs, but.
Yeah, but he was Firefly. That was interesting.
Like, Crispin's got range, just no one asks him to use it.
No, Freeman's one of the best voice actors on the planet. I'm not saying he couldn't do it. I'm just didn't see that coming, but well played.
And we've got Martin Jarvis back from Origins and the Assault on Arkham movie as Alfred.
Yeah.
He.
Thankfully, they did not change Batman. That was the one thing they couldn't change.
Well, they did it for Origins, and he was.
That didn't work out.
He wasn't bad.
No, he wasn't, but they played it. I was kind of expecting they might just forget Origins even happened, but if you go to the trophy room or the evidence room, you'll see a lot of the, you'll see like Anarchy stuff, and you'll see other guys from that game. It's like, no, everything that happened in Origins is canon.
Well, I mean,
as they talk about anarchy. I wasn't even a cop when anarchy pulled off his stuff and back in the day.
Like, it's weird because that's the only evidence room I've seen that is set up for trophies, not for, I don't know, having nice handy boxes with case numbers on them.
Well, I like the fact that when you walk in, there's a couple cops talking about it. So that's Aaron Cash's stuff. He displays it up there. I don't know why. It's just what he does. It's his hobby, I guess.
That is a little weird.
Yeah. Especially when we get to some of the later ones. Speaking of Joker, I love the fact that everyone's kind of got a slight redesign. You know, they look a little bit different. Even Bruce Wayne, Batman, looks a little bit different. Not Joker. He is 100% carbon copy Arkham City Joker.
Well, he had to be, because he's living in Bruce's head.
Yes, he's dead now. Everyone else has aged a little bit. They said it was 1 year to the day, almost, that Joker died. But yeah, the fact that that's one thing I love about this is Joker is dead. The first thing you do in the game is incinerate him in the chamber so he becomes ash.
Yeah, this game has a weird thing where it'll ask you to press buttons in what is obviously presented as a cutscene.
Well, that's the thing.
It doesn't pop up, hit square to light him on fire. You just have to sort of twiddle around.
I didn't even do that. I just sat there, you know, expecting him to light up and nothing happened. I'm staring at this dead Joker on the screen like, this is creepy.
I'm going to turn the sticks and see what goes on.
Yeah, I press the stick and you just hear a, I'm like, oh, okay, I don't want to touch that. Touch it again, and then you hold it and the whole thing goes up. And you're like, so I hit the button.
Yeah.
That fried Joker, even though he was dead. But that was creepy. And no, Joker is alive, sort of. His soul.
In the brains of some people.
He is blood somehow mixed with Titan formula, infected other people.
Look, it's just
kind of.
Look, Titan could do damn near anything in Asylum. Add some Joker serum to it, well,
everything goes to hell in a handbasket.
Look, they didn't even try to come up with hand-wavy science for it the way they did with Titan, so you just take out a few people who are Joker-fied.
Yeah. I didn't mind. That seemed kind of silly to me, because I like the idea of, what is Bruce Wayne afraid of now? He gets hit with the fear toxin, he fears the Joker coming back. And the first thing he says is, the Joker's back, and now he's tormenting him. And I love the fact that he just doesn't follow him around. You'll turn a corner, and there he is.
Oh, no, I love that. Well, and I'm probably going to make a few comparisons to Asylum here, because I'm revisiting that. But, like, one of the best bits of Asylum was the fact that Joker ran the PA, and him taunting you over the PA was all like GLaDOS and Portal. It was rewarding. It was interesting. You almost wanted to take your time in Predator rooms to hear how he'd egg on his hench dudes.
Right.
And having that actually back in a way that made sense was great.
Well, I just love the fact he'll turn a corner and there he is. He'll say something. He'll look away, turn back, he's gone again.
I would always find him like just dangling his feet over ledges that I was climbing up to.
I'll be walking around. You'll see him just leaning around a corner. Hey, Bats. Or he'll just call you Bruce. Hey, Brucey. Or there's one point where you're scaling up a building. You get to the top of the rung and he just pops his head over the corner and starts laughing. Holy shit, don't do that. He goes, what's wrong, Brucey? Don't like seeing your face in the mirror. You're like, you son of a bitch. And throughout the game, he's just there. And I would have been okay with that. You know, forget the blood toxin is. This is what the fear toxin is doing to Bruce.
Yeah, that's
making him see the Joker.
Like that's actually a great shout out to the Killing Joke in a way, where you highlight just how close they are to being each other, and that's what Bruce is afraid of now. It's not dead parents. It's that
dead Joker.
He could be as bad, if not worse.
Well, that and you Joker keeps telling him, you killed me. Let's just be honest. You killed me. You could have just given me the toxin, the cure. But no, you decided to stand there and rant, and I was afraid you weren't going to take it. I stabbed you in the back, literally, and you dropped it. But you could have just walked up and said, here you go, Joker, and it would all have been over. So yes, you killed me. Maybe not directly, but you're a murderer. You're just like me. And the sick, twisted part of Bruce's mind starts thinking, my God, what if he's right?
Yeah.
But yeah, Joker just being around every corner, he'll say something to you. The there are certain scenes where he'll be crawling through a vent and he's already in there.
Like he's just leaning back in it and taunting you and encouraging you to bang Catwoman.
Yeah. Well, it's certain points. I remember there's one room where I just tried to ignore him. He's there, says something. I He's standing up against the door. I walk right through the door. I go in the next room. He's already there. He's still talking. I walk past him, turn a corner. He's there again. He keeps going with his sentence, whether you want to pay attention to him or not.
Oh, yeah. It's great stuff. Like, and having that is great. But at the same time, I think one of the steps back is the bat tank.
The bat tank, yeah.
It handles like no vehicle known to man.
It's like a hockey puck. You're driving a giant hockey puck with a gun on the top.
Yeah.
I got used to it, but if you want to go fast and haul butt on like a racing course,
you can't.
No.
You're going to fall over. Like the thing doesn't behaves like it has no mass.
Right. It's a weird car. But then again, it's the Batmobile. It's not supposed to be like any other car.
Well, okay. Fans have been begging for a playable Batmobile in this franchise since Asylum. I don't know where they would have driven in Asylum.
From one building to the next.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think, you know what, having that be, you know, not having fast travel, but just letting you drive around would be cool. But they went whole hog on it. They had an extra year to work on a whole set of Batmobile mechanics. And God, did they make that way more important than it ought to have been. Like, there are whole sequences of plot where it'll stop dead for a puzzle where you run around and open doors just so you can drive the car some more. Like, your reward for solving a puzzle is more Batmobile.
And I don't
also
mind it.
And then,
but there are certain points where, like, I could, you know, drive to this point, but, you know, I'd rather fly.
Yeah, like, they gave you crazy Grapnel acceleration, and it's rad.
Oh, yeah, three times when you hit the top of the thing, you'll go another 30 feet in the air.
Oh, God, I
before
love that.
You start gliding.
And then you can upgrade it so you just hit the very top of the skybox.
Yeah, it's like, now I can reach the top of Wayne Tarot with one shot.
Yeah, and
I'm pretty sure that would dislocate anybody's arm, but I don't care.
Yeah, and then there's the actual combat sequence with it, and they're just too fucking long. Like, a fist fight in the Arkham games is about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But there are some missions in this where it's just like, okay, you gotta blow up literally 40 tanks.
Yeah, there is a certain points. The only thing I don't mind about that is at certain points you would get overwhelmed, but they have a hacking ability. So if your energy gets high enough, you can hack like 4 tanks, and then you're suddenly, you got 4 drones on your side. Then it's quite manageable.
Yeah, I mean, they do give you tools in those fights, but at the same time, there's, like, one of those stupid, like, landmine missions that's just like, yeah, we're gonna throw 60 of these at you. You can't leave the circle.
That's why I just keep hacking, hack, 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 and then you got, like, at a certain point, I had, like, 11 or 12 on my side, and then the mission ended, and I had to wait for them all to blow up before I could keep going.
Yeah, it is just long and involved in ways that, you know, no other segment of the game really is.
But I enjoy it. The final battle when they're assaulting the police station, and then you got to fight, you know, all, like, that's a good 60, 70 tanks and helicopters and everything.
And, I mean, I also think it's kind of, like, a bit stupid how they handle the fact that you could theoretically run over pedestrians with it by having you not run into a Riddler henchman at 80 miles an hour, but have you run into a Riddler henchman and tase him at 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, but that knocks him out. See, what I would do is if I found a Riddler henchman, I'd just turn into tank mode, wait, pick off everybody but him, hop out of the tank, interrogate.
Well, I'm just giving an example here. And there's the whole mission sequence where you play Burnout. Like, that's a mission type.
Yeah.
And you're telling me, oh, Batman never killed anyone except, you know, those 4 guys in that truck, because they are not going to live through that crash.
It's like, no, I hit them with a missile. The car did a double cartwheel and hit a tree. They're dead.
Those guys are, one of those guys is dead.
And if they're not, they wish they were.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Batman doesn't kill, but sometimes you wish he had.
And I think they're maybe overemphasizing the brutality of some of the combat.
But speaking, I almost forgot, on the Joker thing, one of the things I liked about the Joker is before you cure yourself, I'm putting air quotations, if you pay attention, a lot of the posters will change, a lot of the statues will change to be look like the statues will suddenly have Joker's face on it. You'll look at a statue, that's creepy. You'll turn, you'll look back, it's normal again. Yeah, and posters will do the same thing. Joker will just suddenly appear in the poster. You look away, it'll be back again. And it's all throughout the city, and that creeps the hell out of me. He's everywhere you go, but nobody can see him but you.
Yep.
But anyway, back to our proto-Jokers. We have the Joker kind of split up into four facets of his personality.
Well, actually, there's the attention whore, the violent hat, the violent bit, the schemer, and the weird obsessive.
Yeah, there's the lady who is the obsessed with Batman type.
Yeah.
There's Johnny Charisma, who is the entertainer. There is the boxer, who is just the beat 'em up guy.
He's just the violence of it all.
Yeah, and then there's the creepiest one of all, the old man, who for the longest time he's the schemer.
He's playing the long con.
And if you wanted to see something truly terrifying, when you unlock the trophy section or the character viewer, I guess, if you go through the different characters and look at them, you can zoom in and out. If you zoom in on that character's face, he will look up and look into the camera and smile. And his grin will go extremely wide, wider than it should, and his eyes will change. And, of course, he's got the blood all around his lips to make it look like the Joker. And I'm like, nope, not doing that again.
Yes,
and then
sir.
I came back to it two or three more times. But, yeah, that guy's the creepiest one of all. He kills all the other Joker wannabes, sees that Batman is also infected with the green eyes, and he goes, oh, you're going to be brilliant. And then shoots himself.
Yep.
And the whole time Harley is like, the hell's happening?
What the hell? What in the who?
I kind of felt really sorry for Harley in this game.
This is the one where she gets played for tragedy.
Yeah. Well, she always kind of does, but this
there's
one in particular.
There's an element of it to her character, but this one is just like, ooh, full out.
After the game's over, you can still go back to the movie studio and talk to her. What's creepy is all the bodies are still there. No one bothers to clean that up.
Well, I mean, Tim would have, but...
No, but you can walk up and talk to Harley, and I kind of wanted him to just walk up to Harley and go, Harley, I didn't kill him. I know you won't believe me, but I really didn't kill him. And she goes, you know, go off, screw you, bats, blah, blah, blah. One of the fun things about the Harley Quinn bonus missions or the DLC mission is... As you play her, Harley will talk to herself and she'll have internal monologue, but you'll also hear Harleen talk, the more calm, rational, normal person inside her head, going, Harley, Joker's dead. We can get back to a normal life now. We can stop doing all this. Shut up, Harleen. Harley, you'll never beat Batman. This isn't going to work. You're going to get yourself or your friends killed. Shut up, Harleen. I got this. And it's like, damn, there is a good person in there somewhere.
Yeah.
She's buried under a whole lot of crazy, but she's there. That's sad, really.
Yeah, it is. It's extra sad.
Yeah. I do like the facet of you can lock up all the major villains in GCPD. You can catch them all. Man-Bat is finally in this damn game, one of the characters I've always wanted.
Well, I think they were finally... I think this was an environment where he would have been interesting, and I'm sort of sad that it is just like a wait till you come across where he's floating around and tag him.
I just like the,
you just play I'll tag. Just,
yeah, it basically is it, but I like finding his lab, and you do some research on him, and you gotta cure him a couple times, and you'll just be up there on a rooftop, and you'll hit your detective mode, and you'll see a bat flying over there like, oh, there he is. Come here, you.
Well, it's sort of weird where I think... So Arkham Asylum was kind of unique where you actually engaged each of the villains on their own terms. Like the Riddler, you only got to interact with trophies. With the Scarecrow, you were always hallucinations inside your own head. And Joker was all about punching henchmen. Bane was about outsmarting him in a fight. Ivy was about being better than trees.
Yeah.
And
we'll get to Ivy in a minute.
and now it's just like every interaction is kind of the same. Like you just do the same old thing and eventually you get to punch the boss. The Two-Face missions are just literally, hey, he's robbing banks. He's ranting at you for being, you know, not being fast enough to save Harvey. And then at the end of it, Two-Face is there as one of the guys you can punch or inverted take down.
I took out Harvey with the escalator. It made me kind of sad.
The escalator takedown is stupid but fun.
It is, but I was like, I don't mind taking down the grunts, but I took down Harvey and he's there at the bottom of the thing and knocked out. I'm like, that was just sad. I should have took him out a different way. Not like that. not Harvey like that. But yeah, most of the there's only like two or three main villains in this one now, and one of them becomes your ally.
Yeah.
I would say the one I was really disappointed in was Hush.
Oh, God. That was a... Well, here's the thing. As much as that was a one-room thing, it's better than sort of drawing it out ad infinitum the way, like, oh, you have to play shit, you have to play tag with Firefly about five times before it sticks.
Yeah.
Like, I would have hated to have done something like that with Hush two more times just for the sake of calling it a mission.
But I would have liked a little bit more than that.
I mean, something, like, even just some detective work. Like, some...
Hush shows up, tries to use your computer, it doesn't work, and you punch him through a table. The end.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I think having one of those crime scene bits would have been a nice little interquel to that, you know? Make it a two-part mission.
I did like the crime scene bits, but holy shit, Professor Pig.
Oh, yeah. Professor Pig was just like, that fight was kind of a chore.
Like, if I was a chore... But that guy was creeped the hell out of me.
Oh, no. He's a creepy mofo.
And you bring him back to the thing, and he's there, and he makes those pig noises, and you see his ear, and they're like, no. one of my favorite bits is when you get all the villains in the cage, they'll talk to each other.
Oh, they chatter.
And you get Deacon Blackfire in there, which, by the way, I didn't see him coming.
That was a weird pull.
Yeah, it's like, really? Of all the villains, you pull out Deacon Blackfire? Okay, fine.
Like, of all of, like, out in the entire Batman wiki, you picked...
Crazy Cultist.
Well, I mean, it's from the Jim Starlin one, but it's like, really?
Yeah,
he was
the
only
Charles
in,
Manson dude.
Like, he was only in the one story, except for, what, Blackest Night, when he came back as a zombie?
Yeah. Well, he claims to be immortal, but whatever.
Well...
He also bathes in people's blood, convinced that what keeps him immortal, but I digress. But, you got Professor Pig and Deacon Blackfire in there, and Professor Pig just starts singing opera. He makes a pig noise, and he goes, Pig wants to hug the nails. Pig wants to hug the nails. And then Blackfire just goes, what fresh portal of hell did you come from? It's like, that's an excellent question, sir. I'd like to know the answer.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Creepy stuff.
Anywho... what else do we have? We have Simon Stagg, which seems like, I like him just because he seems like a normal everyday guy. Then you go into his lab and you're like, no, this guy's fucking crazy.
He's messed up.
Kidnapping homeless people, keeping them in jars. Creepy. Who else do we have? Oh yeah, back to our turncoat, Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
The hero of the game. Because let's be honest, Batman did not save Gotham City. He didn't.
He just put the right people in the right place.
Right. Who saved Gotham City this time? Poison friggin' Ivy. Pamela Isley saved the day. Now, did she want to save Gotham City? No. Did she want to save the plants in Gotham City? Yes. But by extension, she saved all the humans, too.
Yeah, I mean, and then she dies because this game isn't treating its female cast very well.
I don't mind that because she goes out like a hero.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, okay, they fake kill off Babs in the middle just to mess with your head.
Yeah.
And then they put Catwoman, you know, they just lock her up and let her do nothing to save herself for the entire game.
I don't mind that because what happens at the end of, have you got all the Riddler trophies yet?
Oh, God, no, not even going to try.
Okay, well, I got the last Riddler trophy last night. You go in to fight Riddler and his Riddler bot, and he releases the robots that are red and blue. Only Catwoman can hurt the red ones, and only Batman can hurt the blue ones. And at some point, you take it all to blue, and then you're surrounded by red, and you're like, oh, fuck, what do I have to do now? Catwoman comes in, saves Bruce, saves the day. You know, she ends up kicking Riddler's ass, and Batman throws him in the back of the Batmobile, and they have a little short little conversation. But I'll save that conversation till the end. But she comes back and she gets to be the hero too. Because Batman, again, is dead. And even being the ass that he is, Catwoman says, you could say thanks. And he said, I had it under control. Like, oh, bullshit. Shut up, Bats.
No,
you had nothing under control. You were fucked.
You can totally take... You can use special takedowns on the red ones. It works.
Yeah, all six of them. Good luck with that. It's like, shut up, Bats. Just shut up and say, thank you for saving me. But no. I love the fact that Nightwing's in the game. He comes in and he's kind of a... He doesn't like the way he gets treated by Bruce.
Well, I mean, come on. He really gives him the runaround, I think.
Bruce is kind of a dick to him, though.
I actually really liked the last Penguin mission where it's like you just grab him and start smack, and henchmen will run up to you and you can just smack them offhandedly. I'm like, yes, I like this.
Go away. I'm busy with Penguin. Shut up. Boom. You be quiet. Boom. I love the first one when you're closing the vault and Joker starts fucking with you again and he says, don't lock me in here. No, no. He closed the door and there you turn around. Here he is. Kidding. Screw you. Just go away. Jesus.
Oh, that guy got it rough.
Boom. Blow it up. And there it goes. And then you just see Dick Grayson sitting in the back of the van with all the money. Yeah, I kind of like it here. You know, I could use some new stuff for my apartment. I might just, you know, pocket some of this. And what? Not like he's going to need it. We just blew up half his stuff. Or at least one quarter of it, because there's four missions. But anyway, what else do we need to talk about?
Combat's better.
Combat is better.
Like, they improved over City, and I didn't think they could actually improve over City, considering that Origins took a big step back on it.
Yeah. Well, they also, they introduced enough new stuff, like, they actually have a medic on the Arkham Knight squad. The medic can somehow electrify people, and you got to take them out a certain way or you get shocked. They have that brute that has the swords, the shield, or the electric punch. So if you're not paying attention, you're going to lose. So they make this game difficult, but not to the point where it's throw your controller against the wall difficult.
Yeah, like it didn't feel as bullshit-ish as Origins did, because I had everything in front of me and everything available, and I just liked, you know, bouncing around and punching dudes and... Zap! Oh, I got getting to zap the guys with the stun sticks was just gratifying.
Yes, I hate the stun sticks.
Those are the worst weapons.
Because you'll forget they're there. You're like, because you'll knock it out of his hands. You're like, okay, I got rid of that. Then another guy will pick it up. You're like, son of a bitch. That's the one thing you can't break.
I know.
You can break guns. You can break, you know, shields and weapons. But no, if someone's got a stun stick, you can't really break that. It's like, at some point, can't Batman just take it and chuck it off the rooftop or something? Or just throw it in the river? Anything?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, well. But yeah, combat was good, at least outside the Batmobile. Inside the Batmobile, it was okay. Wasn't great. I've seen better vehicle combat, but considering they're trying to do a full on-the-foot combat game and a full in-a-car combat game, they kind of pulled it off pretty good. Especially considering this is their third version of the foot combat, and this is the first version of the tank combat.
Yeah. I feel like I'm missing. Did we miss anything?
Man, we haven't talked about the ending yet.
Okay, so there's the ending, and
first off,
which
Joker's
is slightly
ending.
Longer if you have all the Riddler trophies.
Yes. First off, the Joker ending. How do we get rid of the Joker? Well, old Brucey gets gassed by.
Oh, he gets, like, a triple dose of fear toxin.
Yeah, and he goes inside, and I love the fact that Joker, he's like, this is what would happen if Joker took over, if he even can.
Yeah.
He gets kidnapped by all the baddies. You see Croc for the one time in the whole damn game, who looks like a friggin' dinosaur now. And he's tied up, and he says, and they got 100 guns on him, they say. Said, what do we do? This guy's killed almost all of our men. It's like, I'm sorry, if he killed all of your men, just shoot him.
Just pull him off.
Shut up. Kill him now. Kill him now. And he goes, oh, I'm glad you guys fell for my trap. And it's like, fell for your trap? What are you talking about? We have you. And he goes, you really think so, don't you? I would say, Croc, my boy, now would be a good time to duck. And he goes, huh? Jokermobile, which is just the Batmobile, really creeped out Jokerified, including the laughing face on the front where the claw comes out, which scares the hell out of me.
Oh, that's nightmare-inducing.
Because the tongue moves. Flies through the door, hits old Croc in the face. You hop in and kill everybody. Notice I not say, non-lethal rounds, no shock. No, you're just shooting them to death with machine guns. And you have, a good 100 or so of henchmen. You just mow them down. Like, bad. Bodies everywhere. Once you finish them, you hop out of the car. Walk down the hallway, and there's all the baddies. And you're in first-person mode. You're now playing Call of Duty Joker. Come up on Two-Face. He begs for forgiveness. Don't kill me. Don't kill me. Boom, he's dead. Come up on Penguin. Hey, how you doing? Don't hurt me. Boom, he's dead. Just walk down the line, killing each one of the baddies. And then you get to that nightmare sequence of Joker. What is Joker afraid of?
Being forgotten.
Which kind of makes sick sort of sense. Why does he do the things he does? Because he wants to be remembered as the worst of the worst, the king of all the monsters. There's a great, if you unlock one of the trophies, or one of the riddles, pardon me, there's a story about what made Jason Todd go after the Joker originally that got him captured. Why did he go rogue and just try and shut up and kill him? It talks about a story where Jason Todd comes across a kindergarten. The Joker has murdered all the kids and chopped them up and sewed them back together like dolls. And the parents come in and see all the dead children, and they're weeping and they're crying and they're trying to pick up their, you know, disgusted sewn back together children. And then over the loudspeaker in the kindergarten, Joker comes on and starts singing Humpty Dumpty and laughing. And you're like, yeah, that would kind of set me off too. And I just say, screw it, I'm going to kill him. Of course, Jason tries that, and look where that gets him.
Yeah, you know.
But yeah, Joker really is, you get a sense, no, he's not a entertainer. He's not a, you know, arch rival. This guy is a monster. This guy should have been killed a long time ago. That's one of the few problems I have with some of the iterations of Joker, like in comics or in movies, especially in like The Dark Knight. It's like at a certain point, I remember my dad watched The Dark Knight, and he's a comic book fan, not as big as me. And he just said at a certain point, like when they have Joker in the city jail, when things start going to hell, it's like, you know, in real life, someone would have just said, to hell with it, and shot the Joker. Said, no. He's not getting out. No matter what, we're killing him. And yeah, at a certain point, I don't care what kind of rules you have. I don't care. You know, I don't kill people. I'm non-lethal. No. He's different. He doesn't care about anything except making himself more famous in the worst possible way. And during that whole dream sequence, he's, you know, finding things. You know, he finds the report that says, 1 year ago, the Joker died. I said, Joker? Who's that? Don't remember. Not important. Moving on.
Yeah. And then you have the ending where you have to clear out some of the side quest queue, and you get the cinematic where Bruce blows himself up, or did he?
Well, if we forgot to mention something. At the end, they have captured Commissioner Gordon, or Scarecrow has, and he basically says, okay, you want Commissioner Gordon back? You play by my rules. I've got him. Everyone knows I got him. I have Arkham Knights, or what's left of his military force now, and they're under my command, despite the fact that Deathstroke is also there. But anyway, they hold him hostage and says, you have to give yourself up to me. And Bruce does, hands over his utility belt, goes in the car, gets gassed, where the whole Joker thing happens, and shows up, and they have him strapped to the table, which, by the way, which is really creepy when you suddenly find yourself back in Arkham Asylum.
They still haven't fixed it.
No. It's like, okay, we're back here now. We're back in this terrible place. And now you're on the gurney and Joker's walking beside you. And it's like, my, how things have changed. Doesn't this bring back old memories? Creepy as hell. He removes the helmet on live television. Everyone now knows Batman is Bruce Wayne. And you got problems. And after the game, you can initiate Nightfall Protocol, which basically you go back to Wayne Manor, they close the door, the whole building blows up. What's interesting is, once you finish the last trophy, you get to have a little conversation with Catwoman. And Catwoman, like everybody else now, knows he's Bruce Wayne, and says, call me next time, we'll hang out, or whatever. You know, as Catwoman would say it. Yeah. He goes, I'm never going to call you again, Selina. He goes, Bruce, why not? And she just says, calls him Bruce. He goes, it's too dangerous. You'll never see me again. He says, you're being dramatic. He goes, no, you don't understand. This city doesn't need Batman anymore, because Batman's broken. Now everyone knows who I am. Batman is dead. They need something worse. Something worse than Batman. He goes, and I can't be that right now. Goes up, and then the extended edition, you see, after the explosion, you see, that's the day the Batman died. Commissioner Gordon is now the mayor. You can see our brand new mayor, Commissioner Gordon. He's got a ring. He is the best man in Tim and Barbara's wedding, which he is going to. Then you see a couple and their small child leaving the building he was entering and go into a dark alley. And he guesses what happened next? Two thugs come around the corner, knock out dad, grab mom's pearls and point a gun to her and says, go get his wallet. And you see a figure looking like Batman standing up on a rooftop. And they go, One of them looks up. He goes, "Hey, freak, didn't you hear? Batman's dead." And then he starts rising up off the ground, tendrils coming out from under his cape. And they start screaming. Batman then jumps towards them, and the entire sky lights on fire. Bat wings come out, and you see what looks just for an instant like a Batman Beyond symbol on his chest. Jumps toward the camera, it ends. Which I thought, oh, shit, here we go. Until I looked at the trophies for the return of one of the DLC packs. I think it's called A Matter of Family.
Yeah.
One of the trophies is use the fear takedown on multiple enemies. So, like, you're going to play that new Batman. Is it Bruce Wayne? Is it Terry McGinnis? Whatever it is, it's using fear, Scarecrow's fear toxin as a weapon now. So they don't see Batman. They see something much, much worse, just like Bruce Wayne said they would. You need something worse than Batman. Okay, giant fiery demon Batman. That'll do it.
Yep, that'll happen.
And so that'll be the big DLC pack, because every other DLC pack has one trophy. But that DLC pack had about five or six. So that actually might last longer than 10 minutes.
Oh, God. Might be worth the $8 they're charging for them.
Well, I got a decent deal. I downloaded this thing straight from PSN, and they wanted $80 for the deluxe edition. That's the game, and an extra $20 for season pass, which now costs $40. So I was like, you know what? For $80, I'll just go ahead and spend and get everything. And they promised every DLC pack. I'll get the Red Hood pack later. That's part of it. I just don't get it immediately. I get all the skins. I get everything. But I really hope that is Batman Beyond in the fiery demon suit. I don't think so, though, because where's Terry McGinnis been this whole damn time?
Who knows?
Because in the extended trailer, they said that it's been 1 year again since Batman died, quote unquote. So that's probably just Bruce Wayne again, but I hope it's Terry McGinnis in a Beyond suit, but I doubt it.
Yeah. So this is probably going to be the last of the Arkham games. I think Rocksteady might still be cool with DC, but I don't know what they could do next.
I dare them to do the ultimate challenge that I don't think that anyone can do. Superman.
Oh, can't
make
be done.
Make a good Superman game.
Can't be done.
They said the same thing. Can't make a good Batman game, and they did it.
No, there was a good Batman game. It was Batman Forever for the Sega Saturn.
That does not count. That was a okay movie comic game, okay? And that was for the Sega Saturn, which nobody had but you and me.
I didn't even have it. I played it at a friend's place.
Okay, I actually had a Saturn. I was that guy. I'm the one guy who had one. And you and your friend, me and your friend apparently had one. That's it. I played my Saturn games, all six of them.
There you go. But yeah,
Sega.
I don't know. Maybe Green Arrow. Who knows?
That would actually be fun. But no, I will say this. Arkham City was a great bow out for Mark Hamill. That was the end of his Joker. Although it turned not out to be. It turned out to be one more time as the Joker.
Well,
you got to
come out and do an
us.
Encore.
That's basically what it was. Like, that was his final bow, and we gave him a cheer, and he came out for an encore in Arkham Knight. And this game was the final bow for Tim Conroy as Batman.
I can't see Kevin Conroy coming back.
Pardon me. But yeah, Kevin Conroy, this was his final bow. He's like, okay, I'm done now. This is the way you take out Batman. He's not dead, but the only way you can end a Batman story is you can't kill him. He's Batman. But you can end Batman by letting everyone know that Batman is Bruce Wayne.
And I guess, did you see the Assault on Arkham DVD movie?
The one with,
Suicide Squad featuring Batman.
Yeah, I actually liked that just because...
That was nice.
That was actually surprisingly good.
That was a good little heist movie.
Yeah. I don't like that the poor old King Shark or whatever his name was. Got his head blown off.
Oh, KG Beast got brought in KGB, just to blow him up.
Well, that, but no, the shark guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like everyone got cured but him. It's like, and then Riddler's like, why didn't that work? I guess his skin's too thick. Oh, well. Old Sharky got his head blown off and his jaws almost impaled Deadshot. Oh, but I love the ending on that. Deadshot's there with his kid, and he's got the sniper on Waller. Waller's son of a... their mother, fuck, boom! Which, by the way, if they do have Amanda Waller in the new movies they're doing, they better get the same damn actress who did the voice.
Oh, I mean, CCH Pounder?
She was so good in Law and Order episodes.
Like, I know.
And she's already got the voice down. It's like, just give her the role of Amanda Waller. You don't got to change anything. She already kind of looks like her. Just have her get a short haircut, put her in a business suit, and just have her keep saying, no one screws the wall.
I think they tried to give her, they gave her a backdoor in Green Lantern with Angela Bassett playing the character.
Okay, yeah, but Green Lantern was
Think they're really going to bring anything from Green Lantern back.
No, that movie is getting wiped. It's like, Hulk was not a good movie, but even Marvel is kind of acknowledging it exists because they're bringing back the same Jim Ross for Captain America.
Yeah.
But Jim Ross, Colonel Ross. Jim Ross is from WWE. Anyway, but back on the, but the Green Lantern from DC, no, that never happened. Ryan Reynolds was never Green Lantern. None of that makes any sense. It applies to nothing we've done here. Because apparently they're going to do the Green Lantern is not even going to be in the first Batman vs. Superman movie. They're going to introduce him later as a full reboot. And it's going to be, you know, a space cop show. Which kind of what Green Lanterns are in the first place.
That's what it's supposed to be. You just have space cops.
Yep. Space cops with magic rings. Because magic rings are cool. I still have my red ring. Got a comic book shop. Apparently, I'm a Red Lantern. I'm violent, apparently.
You got the rage. You got the rage issues.
Rage! I don't know. I did the, after I found out I was a Red Lantern by getting that at a random pull, I looked up the Red Lantern's, you know, cry, you know, instead of black as day and bright as night. They talk about a corpse freshly picked. I'm like, man, I picked the wrong ring.
That's special.
Dude, I'm not going to hang out with you guys. Someone give me my blue ring. I am
the blue.
Yeah, damn right. Hopers and dreamers, damn it. There's some really violent guy in the Blue Lantern Corps who got the wrong ring, and they're like, what happened? I think the rings got confused or something, or someone spray painted this one. I'm not sure. Oh, well. But yes, final thoughts on Arkham Knight. Fun game. Nice way to bow out of the Arkham series. It was the best of the franchise, but it wasn't the leap and bound that Arkham City was over Arkham Asylum.
Yeah. I mean, that little too much emphasis on Tank. And
yeah,
maybe just a little padded in the middle.
A little bit, yeah. But yeah, I think they didn't quite get the... You can tell, remember this game was originally supposed to come out last Christmas and they got delayed. You can tell how, because I think they had the combat and the story and everything down pat. They just had to get that damn car tank to work.
Yeah, something held it up.
Well, I think it was rather apropos. There was a $200 collector's edition.
Oh, yeah.
That was supposed to come with a die-cast or some kind of...
No, it was a remote control Batmobile toy.
Really? Supposed to come with a remote control Batmobile, and about a week before the game shipped, they told everyone who ordered it, due to catastrophic failure, we will not be able to provide that. We apologize.
And they by that point, the regular collector's edition had been sold out, so they couldn't even get that.
Yeah. Well, I originally had that pre-ordered on Amazon, but then they came out, but that didn't even come with any of the DLC. All that came out with it was a steelbook and a Batman statue, which I didn't need.
Yeah.
The steelbook would be kind of neat, but eh. But then they said they will have a DLC full pack for download on PSN. Like, screw it, I'm buying that.
Yeah.
It costs less than the collector's edition, and I get more game.
There we go.
So someone out there who was trying to get that collector's edition got mine, because I canceled my order like a month beforehand. You're welcome, whoever you are.
Maybe
enjoy your Batman
you.
Statue. Because some people just really have to have that little Batman statue.
They really do.
Oh, well. But yes, Arkham Knight, good game. I usually don't ask for HD remasters, but if they put out a HD remaster of Asylum and Knight in the same bundle for $40, I'd buy it.
It'll probably happen.
Yeah. You mean we can get you to buy it again? Cool.
We're Warner Brothers. We're pretty terrible. We're terrible publishers.
Well, hey, Sony just pulled off a miracle. I'm getting off topic here. You can cut this if you want, but Sony pulled off a miracle at E3. They basically said, we have nothing coming out this Christmas. The only game we've got really coming from us directly is Uncharted Collection, which is the same game we've already released in the same, but we're going to bundle all together in an HD remaster with some extra DLC and stuff. You have fun with that, but we're not giving you anything else for Christmas except for third-party stuff. But we're going to grant the three holy grails everyone's been asking for the past 20 years or so. Shenmue 3, Final Fantasy 7 Remake, and The Last Guardian. They're all happening. You guys love us. We win E3. And they did. They basically said, we're not releasing anything this year, but we still win. And Microsoft is banging their head against the wall. Wait a minute. We finally gave you backwards compatibility. We announced Halo 5. We did everything right, and we still lost. Like, sorry. Yeah, you did. They just granted the Holy Trinity for us. We finally get to play with Bird Dog.
Bird Dog.
A giant chihuahua crossed with a bird. I like it.
And we get to play. Hope to get the AI right for that thing.
Yeah. And we get to play Shenmue 3. As long as we don't have to keep playing Lucky Hit, I'm all right with that.
I don't. It is a thing I did not want.
Yes, I've heard. I hear stories of you yelling at the screen at Shenmue 2.
When does this get fun?
Shenmue 1 was fun. Shenmue 2 was fun at times. Shenmue 3 better be fun. Just saying, people have asked for Shenmue 3 for a long time.
Yep.
And then Final Fantasy VII, the game everyone on the video game planet has been asking for since that damn tech demo for the PlayStation 3 20 years ago.
Tens of million dollars in years of effort. No one happy. Sounds but now like they Square said, Enix.
Yeah, but hey, so they went from, we hate you, Square. We don't know what you're doing, Square. So they said, Final Fantasy 15, Kingdom Hearts 3, and yes, we're finally going to make Final Fantasy 7 a remake. They're like, Square Enix, you're gods. Praise be to you. Ah, nerds, we are so fickle.
Yep.
Anywho, you can cut all that. I was just rambling.
All right, well, we'll catch you next time. Summer of Mecha, it's happening. So many
guns. It begins again.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
I Thought They Smelled Bad on the Outside is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International 3.0 license. Visit sbopodcast.com for more shows, contact information, and show notes. Thank you.